Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Audio courtesy of Guardians TV. I almost said your Cavaliers. Cavaliers hopefully will win on Sunday. Your Guardians, big winners yesterday in a weird rain delay game again, but still ended up well. They won the game. Fantastic 4-3 on Hel Martinez. Fantastic as always. Hello, Tone.
What's going on, Kenny? What a wacky homestand. You heard it there from Vote. They got totally annihilated if you just go by the runs in this homestand, and yet they won the homestand.
Hey, you know what? Hey, did you see the hits?
Yeah.
We were being out hit 11-2 by the time the second weather delay came around.
It's incredible.
We got out hit 13-3 yesterday.
Hey, you know what?
They got destroyed in 1, 2, 3 of these games. And then the ones they won, it was mostly by one run.
Take what we can get right now. 18-13.
They won three of them.
18-13? 18-13 Guardians? Yeah. Tigers keep winning, so I mean, what the hell? Damn it, they're 20-12. Either way, 18-13, I'll take the 18-13, and we'll move on. Jose Ramirez became the seventh player to do 250-250, 250 home runs, 250 stolen bases with one team. The other six are all in the Hall of Fame. Tone, you asked me a question. Ask the question to everybody else.
Who are those other Hall of Famers?
No, I don't have that in front of me. I know Ryan Sandberg.
I do have
Remember,
it,
it's
actually.
Not Ryan, it's Ryan.
You were so excited to get that little fact out,
well, because
you didn't have the names?
Because it set you up for the question you
are
were going to
ask. Are you ready for these names?
Yes. What? Who? Yes, who?
You ever heard of Willie Mays?
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of Robin Yount?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Craig Biggio?
Heard of him.
Barry Bonds.
I've also recalled his name as well.
And, of course,
Barry Lamar Bonds.
Derek Jeter.
Whoa.
Most overrated player in the history of baseball.
Well, now, you just compared him to Jose Ramirez, so.
Who's the most underrated?
Yeah, Jose's probably the most underrated player in
Robin
the history
Yount.
Of baseball.
You think Yount is more underrated?
No.
Robin Yount was a great player. I thought Ryan Sandberg was on that list.
Yeah, I didn't say him.
It's not Ryan, it's Rain.
Because you did that stupid thing about Rain.
It's not Ryan, it's Rain.
So I didn't feel like saying it again.
His name, yes. I tried to get an interview with him. What's
Pound Sand.
Kenny, you went on the junket. What's the town in Pennsylvania? Was Scranton? Was he a coach? Are they managers or coaches at that level? Was he a
If you're the manager of the team, you're still the manager of the team.
Well, no, I don't know because, like...
Was he an assistant coach?
Why in high school are they coaches?
I don't know. I've always wondered that.
Do any managing?
Why is the high school... Isn't baseball... Aren't they a head coach as well? They're not a manager? Why are they... Can someone explain that to me? Because when I was
managing.
When I was in Little League, Dad was the manager. He wasn't the head coach. And I think that on our Little League team, the guy's the manager. Me, I'm just an assistant. But I ain't no assistant manager. I'm an assistant coach.
I just remember
this is gonna
attempting to talk
the rest
to
of the
Ryan
morning.
Sandberg.
Ryan.
Who was a legend in
it's
my
not
household.
Ryan, it's Ryan.
Because I watched so many Cubs games.
Of course.
And when I was watching Cubs games, it was Ryan Sandberg and Andre Dawson. And it was Mitch Wild Thing Williams. And it was Damon Berryhill. I mean, this is why I grew up watching more Cubs games than even Indians games.
Good God.
Because they were on after school. I would get home off the school bus, go to my aunt's house.
Yeah, you did.
And there was nothing to do over there.
Aunt Buzz?
So I was watching just every single Cubs game. And I remember all those years later, I was working in Syracuse, went to Scranton for something. I don't remember what it was. And I tried to arrange an interview with him, and he blew me off completely after the game. And I waited after the game
for
like 45 minutes. And I talked to their PR person, and they're like, Ryan's just not going to do it today.
What?
He's just not going to do it
today.
Yeah, had it set up and everything.
Did you accidentally call him Ryan?
I was livid.
What do you mean he's not going to do it today?
Just wouldn't do it.
Now I'm actually mad. Yeah. What was in your head?
Total blow off.
He was the manager.
Mm-hmm.
You're a minor league baseball manager.
This was the Lehigh Valley Iron?
Oh, Lehigh. Yes, it was Lehigh.
They're in Allentown.
In Allentown.
Ryan Sandberg won't do an interview.
It's very sad.
I'm going to go ahead and get back to our original topic. Why don't people respect Jose Ramirez? That wasn't it, but it's probably because we just spent 6 minutes on Ryan Sandberg.
Well, I didn't realize that he just would. That's a great story, though. He got blown off by Ryan Sandberg.
Yeah.
You know what? The hell with him. Fine. If he's going to blow you off, he's garbage in my book now.
So the question I wanted to ask you.
Now Jose's on the same list as garbage.
But and also Derek Jeter.
Who Ken thinks is garbage.
Yeah, and Robin Yount.
That's a double garbo.
Not a week goes by we don't mention Robin Yount on
the
show.
There's no problem I have with Robin Yount. Derek Jeter was a fine ball player, okay? He's a Hall of Famer, but good God. Enough of the drinking of the bathwater, and he has no personality, so I don't even want to hear it. We've been down this road a million times. You know who likes Derek Jeter? Mitch. You ever wonder about his personality? Guess what they have in common? Neither of them got one.
Going back to Robin Yount, I really want to hit on this. I remember when I was young and collected baseball cards.
For an interview too?
Robin Yount had one of the longest back of the baseball cards. He played for like 20 years.
Yeah, he did. It was a long time. He's a great player. What were you going to say about Jose Ramirez?
That I want to know, are they appreciating Jose Ramirez in real time, or is it going to be somebody that once his career is over, you go back and look and you're like, he did that? Because you mentioned that club that he is in.
Pretty exclusive.
It's insane. It's insane. But I want to know, does it feel like that? Do people,
I say yes.
Here's why I ask the question. Do they pinch themselves if they have tickets to go see a Guardians game to go see Jose Ramirez? Is he in that category?
I don't think they pinch themselves, but I think that
is it an event in the household?
Can I spin that for you?
Babe,
they mad if they go to see a Guardians game and he's not in the lineup?
That's great. That's a great question.
Because I know, especially my boys.
Where's the list?
When they go and it's like a Sunday and he's DHing because, you know, he's played 14 games straight and they want to give him a little bit of a break. So he's not playing third. They get pissed. I know kids get pissed when he's not out there on third base because you feel like you're cheated out of only seeing him at the plate four times and that's it.
Thank you for the list, John, on Twitter. Go ahead.
I just did a whole thing. Oh, I don't need to go ahead.
Yeah, Ken was reading Twitter.
Sorry. Because I was looking for the list because there's a point to be made
you
here.
You lost a face-off with Twitter there.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Feel about that.
There is monumental a
monumental
set.
Ken
Stop
was
it,
so
the legacy of Jose Ramirez.
In every word that came out of your mouth about Jose, I guess that tells us all we need to know.
It tells us a ton.
You were extolling the virtues of Jose Ramirez, and we're wondering whether or not he's getting his due, and Ken read Twitter.
I'm trying to make a point, you ass, and I had to find
And I'm trying to make a point, you ass.
Point, counterpoint, ass.
Ass point one.
I wanted to get the list out, so... Willie Mays, Robin Yount, Ryan Sam. The closest one, the most recent one is Jeter, right? So these are all guys who are basically a bygone era. especially like Ryan Sandberg, doesn't want to do an interview with my friend.
Sad.
Jeter's the most recent. I think it makes it really special because it's all with one team. 250 home runs, 250 stolen bases with one team. Jose, I think we do it in real time because guys just always leave. It's just always they're not going to be here. And I think we've just accepted it as adults. It's not the right thing to do. Baseball needs to have. I hate to be a proponent of it, but they're going to have to, because you're going to have to go through hell to get it, but they need to get a salary cap and a salary floor. Now, I don't know how you grandfather in teams that got guys who are making $600 million, but you're going to have to do something here because I think you just accept that guys aren't going to be here. Like Jose Ramirez, you admire everything he does. You love everything he does in real time because you know that, or you strongly believe there's not going to be another guy like him who stays and takes a massive discount.
It's never
going to
happen.
So because he stays and takes a massive discount,
in any of the sports, it's never going
to
happen.
We celebrate his accomplishments in real time. And I said this to you when Tom Hamilton went into the Hall of Fame, I go, well, Jose's the last one you're going to get. Because CeCe's went into the Hall of Fame. He's going to the Hall of Fame this year as a Yankee. Anybody else who ends up being really good, like Francisco Lindor, if he goes to the Hall of Fame, guess what? He ain't going in as an Indian. He's going in as a New York Met. So you don't even have that. So Jose's like the last guy, unless you can get Kenny in, unless we get Kenny Lofton in, like Jose's the last one.
I was always trying to get Omar in.
Well, that's a conversation for a different day now. That's become
a little
murky. But
it's probably not happening for either, is it?
It might happen for Kenny. Why can't it happen for Kenny?
I just kind of close, in my mind, I was just like, if it hadn't happened by now.
Well,
I know baseball has their contingencies.
Kenny's numbers, especially because Major League Baseball has had their, if you want to talk about contingencies, guys who are not going to ever be in the Hall of Fame, persona non grata, Kenny has an argument because of his stats and longevity over time. And because if you're just going to, I hate to put it out like this because it makes Kenny look worse, but if you're just going to get rid of all these other guys, then you have a conversation about, okay, Kenny. Because we're putting in some of the other guys that we've put in here recently who are, they're Hall of Famers. I don't want to take rips at them, so I'm not going to name names. But, no, they were not the best of the generation. The best of the generation are guys who have been blackballed from the game for the most part. Then fine, you got to put Kenny in because Kenny was a fine player.
All those guys feel like that are not getting in that we know are not getting in from our childhood that are Hall of Famers to us, but they won't get in for, whatever reason. He's one of the ones that doesn't have one of those black marks on his on his checklist, right?
Which I have not had to have. I always thought I'd have to have that weird conversation who said, what are we going to do with our kids? It hasn't happened yet about Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire, Roger Clemens.
Well, probably won't now because they don't care about baseball like that.
Well, you just had to go up there and say it like that, didn't you?
They don't care about the history of baseball.
No, they don't. But they do care about the history of basketball. They have a lemonade stand. They're doing a lemonade stand this week. My son and his group in their class project, they named it the MJ Lemonade Stand after Michael Jordan. And he was talking as I got home yesterday. He goes, well, we named it after MJ, Michael Jordan, because he's the GOAT. And he just kept talking. I went, looking at him going, the hell you, what?
Wow.
I go, you not know a man named LeBron James,
first
boy?
First Pat Boyle, then your son.
Now my son. They're all turning against us, Tone. They just accept it in his class. And I'm about to be like, you know what? You guys need to have a career day, and I'm going to go there, and I'm just going to start talking about how LeBron James is really the GOAT. Damn it.
That would be great for career day, and you just yelling at kids that they don't know their ass.
Did I say they didn't know their ass?
I just didn't know lemonade stands get named.
Well, you got to name the lemonade stand.
I did not know that.
That way you don't lose
it. Do they have signage?
Ed Wunsler taught me the story years ago on the Boondocks. You better name that lemonade stand. Yeah, you got to name the stand. You got to name the stand. And theirs is called the MJ stand. Because it's apparently the greatest lemonade that you can ever buy coming up this weekend. Which is great marketing to me. I don't necessarily want to say what it stands for, because I don't want the fine folks with Jordan Incorporated to go hear that. They might have a suit on their hands. And now I have the dream team, but my lawyers are not nearly as good as Michael Jordan's lawyers. No, no way. Not a chance in hell.
Yeah, but did you get a cease and desist from him? Because I got a cease and desist from someone else's lawyer.
Yeah. Speaking of goats.
That cemented it right there.
Did you frame that? You should frame that and put it in your office.
You know what? I have no idea where that is. How would I lose that
day? That was a hell of a day that day. But we're going to move on from talking about that conversation.
I can never talk about him again? It's going to be hard.
It's going to be a little difficult here. But I think Jose is one of the few guys. We usually do it in the twilight of a guy's career and how like they're finally coming down. And they got to do it the right way. Like Aaron Rodgers, he's given us no time to remark over his achievements because he's been just such a whack job from Neptune. But if you know a guy's coming to an end, you get to kind of celebrate. Like when LeBron says he's going to retire, I don't think LeBron's just going to walk away from the league this year. LeBron will say when his last year is because the league is going to want him to do it because everywhere he goes, like we gave Vince Carter a gift his last game in Cleveland. He's getting a gift everywhere he goes. And so he's going to get some trinket that he carries back on the plane. He'll probably get annoyed with it after a while, but it's what the NBA wants, and it's what the NBA is going to get because he's always been good for the NBA. And he'll do that, and then we'll know his last year.
We'll
celebrate his accomplishments,
yeah.
But in real time, I knew I was watching greatness with LeBron, but you were too busy winning. With Jose, I think it's a little bit of both. I think you're recognizing how great he is, and also, yeah, you're trying to win, but you also look back and go, God, 250 home runs, 250 stolen bases, all with the Gardos.
That's funny. It feels like Jose has had all these big benchmark moments already this year and huge moments. Statistically, across the board, he's having his worst season as a Guardian. Is that alarming to you?
May.
Or is it still too early?
Still early May. He's got a couple of years left of the prime. Won't you get all worked up
yet? Yeah, it's 30 games. He's only 30 games in.